merged that create an engine for reliably leading this work. Around the world, the Customer Leadership Executive role, Chief Customer Officer, Vice President of Customer Experience, etc., has been embraced in both business-to-business and business-to-consumer organizations. Leaders in these roles have worked to figure out how they should organize, act, and make decisions to earn the right to business growth by embracing employees and customers and delivering an experience they want to have again and tell others about. There have been many versions of success, as you probably know well from living within the constraints of trying to do this work across a silo-driven organization, and many opportunities remain through learning from each other and sharing our stories. Helping you achieve success as CCO with your executive team and organization depends upon actions and behaviors that have been developed, practiced, and matured through my many years as a practitioner and coach. I will share these with you. The common denominators to customer leadership executive success. Roadblocks for organizations that were stopped short. 5 customer leadership competencies of world-class companies. What changes when the 5 competencies become a part of the way you go to market, develop products, reward people, and conduct annual planning? Many things have not changed since I wrote Chief Customer Officer, Getting Past Lip Service to Passionate Action. Organizations still rely primarily on areas of expertise or silos to run the business. Annual planning is still done mostly silo by silo. Lagging indicator surveys still often drive point-in-time action to try to improve results, not always the customer experience, and the customer is often still the only one experiencing the outcome of this disconnection. What has changed is the power that social media has given customers to speak out about their experiences. I am supremely enthused about this forcing function. Lagging survey metrics can't catch surges of happiness and unhappiness that customers express in social media to make an impact on customer growth and profitability. And the cherry-picked, silo-based projects that emerge from these results are not solving the problems causing customers to depart or grow. The monthly CEO report out still goes from silo vice president to silo vice president in C-suite meetings. But there is growing angst that this dissected view is not the right one to make focused and impactful customer growth investments. And with that, more companies are trying to figure out how to organize and unite to tackle experiences end to end. It's a noble commitment, but still misunderstood. Now more than ever, with the rise of social media, big data, and the surge of focus on customer experience, CCOs are at risk of chasing the shiny object of the moment than at embedding a set of behaviors that will transform their organizations. So with all of that in mind, here is the inside of my new and improved clock on how to become what I call the human duct tape of the organization. Chief Customer Officer 2.0 is for you, the customer leadership executives with the role today, CEOs and boards considering the role for their organization, those moving to CCO from another role, people aspiring to bring the role into their organization, executive teams working with the CCO, recruiters placing customer leadership executive positions. Thanks for all the years of reaching out and trusting me to help you along the way. I wrote this for you, as always, to have my hand on the small of your back, encouraging and prodding you to push that rock up that hill. I am honored we get to spend this time together again. Supporting you is my life's work. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this new and enriched material. Jean Bliss, Los Angeles, California, February 2015. Your reading roadmap for Chief Customer Officer 2.0. Having prescribed to all my clients that they need to give employees and customers a roadmap on the experience that they deliver, the following is your reading roadmap for Chief Customer Officer 2.0. This book is assembled to enable you to work with your leadership team to establish a one-company approach and understanding